Welcome to You Talking to Me, the radio show where your host, Big JD, talks to a different guest every week on a variety of subjects. That's the You Talking to Me show, and now here he is, your host, Big JD.
That's right, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I am your host, Big JD. And today, a great show, Reno Perlin, President of Life and Body Transformation Fitness Challenge Incorporated. Reno is a certified personal trainer and fitness coach. In addition to his many qualifications, Reno is also a registered massage therapist, a certified nutritionist, an orthopedic bracing specialist, and soon-to-be registered nurse. Reno, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Thank you, Big JD.
So what got you interested in physical fitness?
Well, that's a very, very loaded question, Big JD. I've been involved in physical fitness my entire life. I was active doing martial arts when I was 13, I guess.
Okay.
From there, I had many friends that were involved, but I guess my story is kind of unique. I was not able to be involved with many of the other sports because I was, in all honesty, I had a medical condition that actually prevented me to be involved in physical fitness, and doctors recommended that I stay indoors, and I was diagnosed with having asthma, okay. But that didn't stop me. So from there, the doctor recommended karate, and then I got turned on to fitness through friends and family.
And was there something in particular that got you interested in helping others with their physical fitness?
Yes. What was quite unique about it was, especially when I was in karate, I was suffering from major asthma attacks. Mm-hmm. And at that point, a friend of mine walked in and suggested that, you know, if you wanted to improve on that, you can be involved at a local gym. So I was very, very impressed with him, with his physical appearance. So from that day, I actually decided to join a gym. But it wasn't until the tender age, I'd say about 22, I had a special, I guess, moment in my life. They call it an epiphany moment.
Sure.
Where I started really understanding and helping people.
And do you or can you help anyone, do you believe? Like, do you believe anyone can basically be helped, like through a training program?
Yes. The first thing we do is basically assess the situation and discuss their goals. And mm-hmm. we always make sure that the program fits their goals. That's very, very important.
Has there ever been anybody that you actually turned down as a potential client? Like maybe they were too sick or anything like that?
There have been conditions where I have referred out to other professionals before they have seen me. And the most important requirement before they get involved in any program is to get a medical clearance from their physician.
Right.
So yes, initially I did, and I just referred out to the appropriate professional.
Mm-hmm. Are some of your clients only interested in diet and nutrition without exercise, or do maybe some come to you, I want to work out, I don't really care about, you know, eating right or my diet? Like, do they kind of just go maybe for a one-sided thing, or, you know, do you try and have them work at both areas when you can?
People come to trainers for many different reasons, Big JD, and a lot of the times they come for weight loss. That's the most common one you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, many clients come to me for weight gain, and I guess I have a specialty. But I also help out people. I've had hockey players. I've had people that were involved in motor vehicle accidents, and I try to vary my services to make me marketable and to help most people out there. I recently just accepted someone who, one of his goals was to do a marathon,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was kind of interesting.
If someone could only do one, say, what one would you think is better than the other? If for some, you know, odd reason somebody had to make a choice, I could only eat right without exercising, or I could only exercise and I can't eat well. Is there one that might be better than the other for a person?
Well, there is a saying that whenever you get involved in physical fitness, they say that 80% is diet and 20% is the actual exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to bump that up to about 85% eating properly and 20% exercise. So I would have to say that the nutrition is more important than the exercise.
Okay. I guess that will keep you as healthy as could be, I guess, ingesting the right foods.
It starts with nutrition, because many people in our society don't exercise. Mm-hmm. So if we can first install proper eating habits, that would be the way to go.
Now, with you being obviously a certified trainer and all these other things, a massage therapist, the nutritionist, orthopedic bracing specialist, do you get to practice what you preach? Are you working out yourself in the gym, like on a regular regimen?
Yes, I do. In fact, I accept a full-time fitness commitment. And for those people out there in the audience that don't exactly know what that means, it's usually 5 days or more. So what I usually do is that I have a minimum. My minimum is 4 days a week. My mm-hmm. target is five. My maximum is either 6 or 7 days a week.
Okay. That's a busy schedule that you lead. Now, I want to get into a little bit about your family and friends. Maybe let's talk about family first. You are so into this and so involved and so busy. Do you try to keep your family doing healthy things?
Yes. Well, to be honest, I my whole family struggles with their weight, and I am not, I guess, a gifted person that just looks great for being born, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so my entire family is right now, each and every one of them is struggling to, I guess, try to manage their weight. But in particular, I was more really worried about my brother, for I'd say. Mm-hmm. Every day he would always resist my advice and totally not interested in fitness. But until recently, we actually had a health scare for him, and we reviewed his blood tests. So my brother actually just became a client.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
How do your friends react to what you do, and that you're so adamant about what you do, and you know, do they get involved as well? Some, or maybe some of your friends' clients as well.
You know, it's really, really nice that you've asked that, because a lot of my friends actually became my clients, and I honestly think that's where it starts, and it's also a really large compliment to my business, because a large part of my clientele are my closest friends.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say that I know you personally, and I think you're a great guy, a great attitude, and I'm willing to bet that a lot of your clients become your friends as well. So
yes, it's just a natural part of I guess what I do, is because it's such a personal program that in the end it's through my heart that I want to help each and every one of my clients. So all of my clients become a very close part of my life, and I'm sure it's vice versa too.
Right. What kinds of goals do you set for yourself and for your clients? Does it get personal, like you mentioned, or is it more strictly a trainer-client relationship?
I do understand what you mean by that, and I guess when you mention a trainer-client relationship, there's almost like a wall there that you can't cross. But it's not necessarily that it's a wall that you can't cross, because you want to be close with your clients, and the number one goal for all of my clients is customer service.
Right.
Till this date, I do not have a disappointed client, and I'm very happy about that. I guess if I did have a disappointed client in the past, it's only because they simply didn't want to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Thank you.
And I guess, you know, you mentioned that line there. As much as you're working on such a personal level with your clients, you're still running a business. So,
yes.
Life and Body, that's the business. Life and Body Transformation Fitness Challenge Incorporated. Let's discuss the company. When did you start the company?
I opened up Life and Body in 2004. I was shortly before then. I was actually, we'll start from the year 2000. In 2000, I graduated as a registered massage therapist. Mm-hmm. Right when I graduated massage, we opened up a small practice with a local chiropractor in town. And at the same time, I worked at a sports medicine store that I was doing massage therapy and sports medicine at the time. And then right before I turned 30, I went to go see a lawyer about the possibility of opening up a company. I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. All I knew was that I had a gift or a talent to be able to help people. And my gift and talent is to be able to look at anyone and listen to their goals and to be able to transform their life and bodies and help achieve optimal health. So I told that to my lawyer and I opened up the company in 2004, January.
Okay, and the transformation challenge aspect of the company, that's not so much a contest or anything. It's basically a statement.
It's a statement, yes.
Yeah.
And the reason how I actually came up with that is not because of me. It was actually my clients. And I found that they kept on asking me, how hard is this program? I said, well, you know what? You got to transform not only from the outside but from the inside. So this is going to change your life, and this is going to change your body. But most of all, it's a challenge. And I just put all the words together, and that's how the name of the company got born.
And I've heard some other things on the WIN statements. The Reno Rule.
The Reno Rule.
What's the Reno Rule?
The Reno Rule states that when you're eating, it's important that you achieve a certain amount of grams of protein and a certain amount of carbohydrates when you eat. And that's important because in order to achieve optimal health, you need certain macronutrients, a certain amount of macronutrients that are being intake. And I found that the optimal range of protein is usually between 20 to 40 to 60 grams of protein per meal.
Right.
And that goes the same with carbohydrates. And not every meal is going to be always higher in protein and lower in carbohydrates, but it can be vice versa. It all depends on your preparation. That's the Reno Rule.
So you folks better be listening closely. That's some important information there, the Reno Rule. And following the Reno Rule, obviously you get Reno Results.
Reno Results, yes. That's my nickname.
Reno
I've earned
results.
That nickname. When I heard it for the first time, I heard it in the gym, and it just kind of spread like fire after that. And whenever you hear Reno Results, that's, I guess, my nickname. And that's all I train for is results. That's the bottom line.
Was it a natural progression for you to choose to excel in so many different areas?
Wow. I didn't know I actually was going to excel in so many areas, and now I'm accepting a new part of areas, and I'm doing it to basically become a better person. I'm doing it for personal contentment, and I'm the type of person where if you tell me I can't do anything, I'll do it to prove you wrong. So every time I have a new challenge in my life, and I've always, I guess, it started really when I turned 22. I just became super ambitious, and I wanted to tackle on the world.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
You don't do everything alone, really. You have a basically what you call an advisory board.
I do. Me being the nutritionist and... what I do is that I hire a registered dietitian to be able to sit down with my clients, explain the nutritional goal, and help go over the information. So it's kind of like a team that whenever a client joins the company, they'd be able to sit down with myself and the dietitian. And also for further advice, I also have a medical doctor, and I have an excellent team of business advisors and accountants, which is a wonderful help.
Well, it's really incredible. And how about your day-to-day options, your day-to-day operations? You must be very busy handling the business end as well while you do so much hands-on work. So,
yes, especially when you get involved in a business. And the most important part is once again, customer service. That is the most important part. I like to make sure all my customers are happy. And it just doesn't stop on the floor. You know, there's administration and follow-ups and checkups and just making sure everyone's happy. And at the end of the day, it's just doing an honest day's work. And that, to me, that's very satisfying.
Now, obviously, a lot of advertising for you becomes, word-of-mouth advertising, clients telling other potential clients and things. How else do you promote the business, the web, mail, any other forms of advertising?
Mm-hmm. Number one form of advertising for my business would be word-of-mouth. Mm-hmm. However, I have a strong connection and, I guess, relationship with the medical community. And I also use this to my power, is that I've been involved in virtually every gym in my city, and I have a very, very strong household name of fitness in the Windsor and surrounding area.
And where do you see your business in the future? Maybe a few years ahead, 5 years, 10 years? Are you looking further down the road?
Well, I have many many dreams of expanding my business, Big JD. Mm-hmm. And I know that my role in life is to be able to affect as many people as I can, and helping people as much as I can through different forms of media, and that is my long term goal, is to be able to touch everyone out there. I know I'm doing it one by one, and hopefully on the larger end, I'd be able to expand my services so that I can spread my message, mm-hmm, to people everywhere.
And do you plan on branching out at all further, like maybe covering more area at all, or will you keep things fairly local?
No. I'll keep things fairly local for now. Mm-hmm. But and once I'm in the position to drop the stone in the water, then I'll let the ripples spread out of the pond. And when the time is right, I'd be willing to expand my services so that I could accept new clients.
And maybe in the future, we'll see the Reno Results franchise.
Yeah,
across North America.
I look forward to that. That would be really, really good. I love the Reno Results, and so will you.
Well, this is great stuff, and it's great talking to you about your business. We're going to take some time now and talk to you a little bit about massage, bracing, some
sure.
cardio, some strength training, and things like that, and see what this stuff's all about. Currently, you are a massage therapist.
Yep.
Should we plug where you do massage therapy at all? Or?
Sure. I do it at Radovich Chiropractic. It's located on Howard. And I also perform massage therapy at Active Body Physical Therapy.
Okay.
And that's located on Malden Road. Those are the areas where I practice massage therapy.
Is strength important as far as giving a massage? Because it seems like... I know from personal experience of getting going for massage therapy that, there's, quite a bit of strength. And even the women that are doing massage therapy, you must learn techniques of powerful pushing with your fingers and your arms and things like that, or maybe your elbows. And also, in relation to that, do you learn techniques that help you not to cramp or tire?
Yeah, strength is also a very important component to the massage treatment.
Right.
And it's extremely important to be able to get into the affected tissue and help release the tension. I guess the therapist that lacks that requirement, it's very difficult to be able to effectively treat the area. And to answer your second question with regards to are we taught certain techniques, yes, to be able to avoid injuries. That's actually very vital to the massage therapist, and especially for all of you that I'm not sure if you've ever been to a massage therapist, but the actual lifespan of a massage therapist is, they say that it's around 7 years. So what we do is that we learn certain techniques, such as standing properly and watching our pressure and just making sure that we have the correct biomechanics to be able to defy the 7-year rule to make sure that we can have a long career in massage therapy.
And as far as bracing, what's involved with orthopedic bracing?
Orthopedic bracing is kind of a big word, and what that involves is understanding the human body and making sure, or I guess, building a brace if a patient or a client were to injure a certain area of their body. So with sports medicine, we apply knee braces, back braces, wrist braces, ankle braces, any type of, I guess, brace that's required to stabilize or maybe even immobilize the affected area,
right,
so that the affected area could actually heal properly.
Are there some areas of the body that are you found that might be, you know, more difficult to brace, or areas that you maybe can't even brace?
Yes, and that is a very, very good question, Big JD. The number one, I guess, area that I've always felt bad for the client that we unfortunately are not able to brace is right near the shoulder area, and the collarbone. And a lot of times you see people that fell off their bike or a certain type of falling injuries where they actually crack the collarbone. And the only, I guess, recommended, there are certain braces that can stabilize the shoulder, but it can be very, very, very cumbersome. And some of the products that we sell, we just kind of stabilize the arm with an arm sling, and that's the most unfortunate part because it's hard to actually really treat the collarbone.
And let's move on now to a little bit of talk about cardio. Cardiovascular exercise obviously plays an important...
Cardio, my favorite.
Sure, plays an important role in a workout routine.
Yes, it does.
And what exactly is the cardio aspect of working out?
It's a great question, and I guess I get asked that a lot. And it doesn't matter, I guess, what area you are in your life. It's very, very beneficial to our heart and to our lungs, and together, it acts as a great combination to be able to basically give our heart exercise. That's important. I also want to, I guess, lay out to everyone that there are certain forms of exercise that people think are cardio, and it's not really cardio. And I'll give an example. It's like gardening or even walking down the street. It's not cardio. I guess it would be cardio if someone just came out of like a hospital and suffered a triple bypass surgery. So yes, that would be demanding. But any normal individual whose overall health is considered very acceptable, you know, you have to do a little more than just walking on the treadmill.
Right.
Cardiovascular exercise means increasing your heart rate.
And that was you had stolen my next question. Because that was exactly it, the importance of keeping your heart rate up. That's what cardio is all about. So, you know, you folks listening, when you say, you know, well, I take the stairs up to my apartment instead of the elevator, or I walk a lot at work, that doesn't really cut it.
Exactly that. You know, it's going to take a lot of work. And you know what? As long as everyone knows that exercise can be miserable, it can be awful, it can sometimes get you in a bad mood. But if you accept that, then it just becomes a little more easier. So instead of resisting all those awful, I guess, demands on the body, just embrace it, and then you actually start enjoying the cardio.
So I guess it's true what they say when they say, no pain, no gain.
Yes, it's true. It is true, yeah.
Is it more beneficial to do cardio before or after your strength training? Does it make
it all depends on the goal, okay? And if you lose body fat, then the proper way to do that would be to perform your cardiovascular exercise after the strength training.
Okay.
Now, what if you can't? Mm-hmm. I always get asked that all the time. Then what someone can do is they could actually split up the cardio and they split up the weight training. So Big JD, they could do cardio in the morning and weights at night.
I see. So if that's your goal to lose the weight and you should be doing the cardio after your strength training, it's more beneficial for you to actually split them up?
Yes. Either way is both acceptable.
Okay.
There has been more proven literature to say that you burn more exercise by doing your cardio in the morning on an empty stomach, and that's because it allows your body to increase its metabolic rate early in the morning, and you just burn calories more effectively throughout the day. But if you can't do that, then just do your cardiovascular exercise after your weight training in the evening or the afternoon.
Okay, and lastly on cardio, What would be your maybe your most important tip to someone who just doesn't want to do cardio but definitely needs to do cardio? You know, the people that somebody just says, I just don't want to do it. I can't. It's too hard.
I understand that, and unfortunately, I don't. Or as an excuse.
But can you say that again? Sorry.
I get asked that all the time, but unfortunately, I think it's important to figure out why exactly they don't want to do it. If they're not able to do it, that's one thing. But if it's just out of sheer laziness, then we develop strategies to help them enjoy it. Maybe it's the type of exercise that they're doing that they don't like. If they don't like running, that's acceptable. Then they go on the Stairmaster. It's just finding an acceptable form of cardiovascular exercise that they enjoy and that they can stick with.
Okay. Let's move on to a little bit about the personal training, the strength training, and nutrition aspect. First off, is your approach generally conservative, or have you ever said to a client, "You're just a big fat mess, and if you don't do something about it, your life is in jeopardy"? I mean, I've often thought, you know, and maybe you don't, but I often wonder sometimes if trainers or some of the crazy guys you sometimes see on TV, you know, they're on the talk shows and they had the boot camp things and stuff like that. Would that work for anybody if you just told them you're just a mess and you got to do something?
You know what? I've also been termed the Dr. Phil of fitness, and I don't sugarcoat the information, and I tell people like the way it is. That's important because I know that people want to be told the truth out there. They don't want to be told. They don't want to be misled, and so I am very, I guess, forward in leading them to know what they have to do to be able to meet their fitness goal. But at the same time, I'm also very sensitive to their situation, and I have excellent listening skills. I'm very patient with every single client, but I also make it known of what they need to do and what they have to do to be able to meet that goal.
I guess I just often wondered if a direct approach like that would actually make someone get in gear. Do you find that helps people sometimes to, you know, lay those cards right on the table for them?
Yes, it does. And why my brother became my client is because, you know what, he in all honesty, he wouldn't listen to me. He wouldn't listen, you know, to the other members of my family. But you know what, it took a big medical scare from our family doctor to be able to say, you know, to my brother, you know, listen, you know, you're going to lead a very short life if you keep on accepting this poor lifestyle of yours. If I were you, I would get in touch with your brother as soon as possible and get on the program. So yes, unfortunately, people wait until they come in contact with a catastrophic situation to be able to make a lifestyle change, and that's exactly what I want to prevent, because I'm all about prevention and optimal health.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
How much truth is there to this thyroid excuse? I mean, I would imagine some, you know, maybe some people can't lose weight because of a thyroid, or they can't this or can't that, but sometimes it just seems that it's an excuse for a lot of people. Oh, my doctor says I have a thyroid problem, so I can't exercise, or it's not going to do anything for me.
You know, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, Big JD, because a lot of people do use that as an excuse, and it's not, and once again, I want to be very sensitive to anyone who suffers from a thyroid concern, and I ask each and every one of you to be able to go to your family doctor, get a blood test done. He will evaluate your blood chemistry levels. From there, he will give you the appropriate medication for that concern, and he will also advise you and Any knowledgeable trainer will also advise you on a recommended exercise and nutrition program to be able to go ahead so that you can try your best and either lose weight and get in good shape. But there are there is some very strong truth to that, that people with thyroid conditions are swimming against the current, and it's very, very tough for them. But I wouldn't use it as an excuse.
Right. So as soon as you're done in your doctor's office, you want to get in touch with Reno, and we're going to give you the number yeah. shortly as well. What are the things the clients need to learn, such as, you know, willpower, time management? Those things must come into play, and is that something you you kind of go over with them, or maybe help them with that to manage their time better and their willpower, so that they do work out and they do put together some kind of routine or regimen for themselves to do the exercises and things?
Well, that's the best part about my program, Big JD, is that willpower can easily be enhanced, and you don't need a whole lot of willpower with my program, because once you decide to accept a lifestyle change, then it's a lot easier from there. Willpower are when you say willpower, those are more for people who want to go, say, on a diet. I would need willpower too if I had to go on a diet, because diets are meant to fail, right?
Sure.
Diets are for people who don't want to do the work. When you accept a lifestyle change, don't necessarily need a whole lot of willpower, but what you will need coaching on is your mindset. And probably the most important, I guess, component to achieving your goal is to get in the right frame of mind mentally, so that you can be able to conquer those hurdles.
And you hit the nail right on the head there. Diets don't work. It's a lifestyle change. And like you say, you have to be willing to accept to change and live a certain way.
Yes.
You know, a diet is what they term a diet is usually just a short-term thing.
Yes.
And people are looking for a quick fix. And there really isn't a quick fix.
There is no quick fix out there. It doesn't come in the shape of a pill. You don't get it for $20 at your local Chapters. It comes with you. It comes inside you, and you have to. Another part of the program is having the correct map. And let me go as to say that having the correct map means you are for sure going to get to your destination, given the fact that you have all the necessary tools and information and resources for you to succeed.
That's right, and you provide that.
I do.
And as we mentioned, no quick fix. However, I'm sure you'd agree with me that the harder you work, the faster you could reach your goals.
Yes, and there has to be a certain level of effort going into it. You know, you just can't show up at the gym, you know, without a plan and go from, you know, walk aimlessly in the gym or your routine and I guess don't exercise without a purpose, you know. No one would ever think about going to Europe without a map or a tour guide, you know, or else you would never find yourself back to Canada.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well as the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
What's in the immediate future for Reno Perlin? I'm sort of aware that you're adding a registered nurse to your repertoire.
I'm doing that. That's the newest development, I guess, in my life. And the number one reason why I've decided to do that is for personal contentment. And another reason why I have decided to do that was to be able to service my clients and to be able to help them even more. I felt that I owed them that. And although I having a great knowledge of the human body already, I just wanted to have that, I guess, extra feather in my hat, so to speak.
I can attest that Reno is worth every penny. I'm also a client.
I paid him to say that, everyone. Thanks, Big JD. I appreciate that.
And I also just want to say that there's a possibility that Reno will be doing a podcast in the near future. So,
yes.
You know, if that comes to light, you'll find that on the Big JD website, bigjd.com. How can folks get in touch with you, especially local folks, if they're interested in maybe starting a program? And
The best way right now, we are currently working on a website to be able to service our future clients. But in the meantime, you can reach my office at 519-250-5433. And the better way to memorize that would be 519-250-LIFE. All you got to do is think of your life. And you, people can also reach our office at Life and Body, not the Apersand, but Life and Body at kogeco.ca. That'd be C-O-G-E-C. Let me write that down again. Oh. That would be kogeco.ca.
That's right. Life and Body.
Life and Body at kogeco.ca.
Okay. And once again, phone number 250-LIFE.
That's the number. Just think of your life, and you can't go wrong.
That's right. Think of how much you want to better it. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here. I know it's been a great show for our listeners here on You Talking to Me, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavors and with Life and Body. And just once again, thanks for taking the time to be on the show.
Well, thanks, Big JD. When you approached me with the opportunity, I was very honored. You are very well listened to out there. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to help everyone who have listened to my show. And I wouldn't have done that without you.
Well, I appreciate that. And I got to say, though, the pleasure's all mine. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, thanks for listening to the show. You can catch the You Talking to Me show next Sunday, podcast every week. And you can check out BigJD.com for more of the shows that I host, the shows I host with Lippo, the shows I host with Lana. Have a great week.
You've been listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD. All shows copyright 2008 Big JD for the OMS Entertainment Group.